is something very difficult to justify.
Are you comfortable with the prospect of dying?
Yes, I'd like to die comfortably, but I've been very, very privileged to have had the length of life I've had already.
Lord Wolfe, thank you.
Joan Bakewell's guest in Belief was Lord Wolfe. On Wednesday night, she'll be talking to the actor and writer Sally Phillips, and that's at the earlier time of 9 o'clock. This series of Belief is produced in Salford by Claire Jaquis.
Join me for a seasonal Sound of Cinema this weekend as we look back at Disney's changing musical sound.
Just whistle while you work.
With music from classic animations like Pinocchio, 101 Dalmatians, The Jungle Book and Mary Poppins.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
And we'll look at what happened to the music during the so-called Disney Renaissance, with scores such as Alan Menken's The Little Mermaid and Hans Zimmer's The Lion King, some of the best-loved and most enduring music in cinema history. Join me, Matthew Sweet, for Sound of Cinema, Saturday afternoon at 4 on BBC Radio 3.
This Monday night on BBC Radio 3, it's now 10:15, and time for another highlight from the 2013 prom season. Two of our finest pianists turning the vast space of the Royal Albert Hall into an intimate chamber salon. Imogen Cooper and Paul Lewis perform Schubert's C major sonata, Deutsch 812, The Grand Duo.
Thank you.
Imogen Cooper and Paul Lewis playing Schubert's Sonata in C Major Deutsch 812, the Grand Duo, a performance they gave during this year's BBC Proms season. We're back at the Royal Albert Hall tomorrow night for another Proms highlight, Wagner's Die Walküre, beginning just after 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. That's here on BBC's Radio 3, where it's now 11 o'clock, and time for Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson.
It's the night before Christmas, so welcome along and season's greetings. And it's traditional for us at this time of year on Jazz on 3 to look back over the last 12 months and choose some of our favourite recordings of the year. And joining me to do that task tonight are two friends of Jazz on 3, Helen Mayhew from Jazz FM.
Hello, Jez.
And The Guardian's John Fordham.
Hi, Jez.
It's traditional, I guess, normally at the beginning of a programme to tease you with the music that's going to be coming up over the next 90 minutes. I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm just going to say you can guess with us. What do you think have been the best albums of the last 12 months? If you've got thoughts, tweet at BBC Jazz on 3, or you can email jazzon3@bbc.co.uk. I will say one thing, though, that is if you stick around for the next 90 minutes, you'll be rewarded at the end of the programme with a rare recording of Stan Tracy, who, of course, sadly passed away recently, playing his most famous composition, and some personal thoughts on Stan from Helen and John. Right, we're going to get straight into the music, and our first choice comes from John.
Yeah, this is a track called Tharsis from Pat Metheny's Tap, which is subtitled John Zorn's Book of Angels, Volume 20, which gives you an idea of how many books of music drawn from traditional Jewish music John Zorn has written. There's a colossal body of work there, and this is a very unusual project for Pat Metheny, acting entirely as an interpreter rather than the original composer. And he plays all the instruments on it. The only other participant is Antonio Sanchez's regular drummer. It's phenomenal music, fantastic improvising, beautiful tunes, and this is a track called Tharsis. Thank you.
What a fantastic way to start the programme. I thank you, John Fordham, for making that selection. Tharsis from the album Tap, John Zorn's Book of Angels, Volume 20, as played by Pat Metheny with Antonio Sanchez as well on that album. And John, I actually think this is the strongest record he's made in a while, and it benefits from having some fantastic tunes on it, really.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a tricky thing to sort of think about, considering you know how many fans Pat has, quite deservedly. But I think there's maybe the heyday of his compositions were a little while ago. And for him to apply his colossal musicianship to interpreting other people's work is, you know, is a really interesting step for him to have taken. And I think he makes a wonderful job of it too. I think it's also interesting that a lot of the technological resources that went into the Orchestrion project, you know, his one-man band thing, have been used here, but in, you know, in a much more purposeful way, I think, because what he did with Orchestrion was to actually sound like the Pat Metheny group.
Yes.
But with this, it's just for a different purpose.
Well, he has a new album coming out, I think, quite early on in the new year, February, I think, featuring his Unity Band with Chris Potter, Ben Williams on bass, and Antonio Sanchez again on drums. I've listened to it a couple of times, and actually, it does sound a little bit like a return to form. At least it sounds very much like one of those sort of classic 90s Pat Metheny records, and they're going to be touring with that. There will be dates in Manchester and in London. Right, we're going to move on, and Helen, your first choice, and there's a Pat Metheny link here.
Yes, it includes Steve Rodby on bass, an ex-member of Pat Metheny's band, and it's an Anglo-American quartet called The Impossible Gentlemen, with another couple of Metheny fans in the lineup: Mike Walker guitar, William Simcock piano, Steve Swallow, also a member of this quartet from time to time, and he is featured on this album, Adam Nussbaum on drums. The album is called Internationally Recognised Aliens. It's their second album, and I think it really brings the music up to another level, and this is a piece written by William. It's called Barber Blues.